This is lesson 2 of Makharij and Sifat al-Huruf series. Last lesson, we learned the meaning of Makharij and Sifat. We learned the names of the 5 main areas from which a sound is produced. We also learned that each of these 5 areas contains one or several Makharij or articulation points. And we started with the first area, the mouth cavity, which is in Arabic, al-jawf, which had only one makhraj, responsible for pronouncing the 3 long vowels, alif, waw, and ya. And today, we're moving on to the next area, which is the throat. In Arabic, the throat is called al-halq. So, let's get started. The area of the throat, or al-halq, contains 3 points of articulation. They are the farthest part of the throat, the middle part, and the closest part of the throat. And as it happens, each of these 3 articulation points produces 2 sounds. The farthest part of the throat produces ha and hamza. The middle part produces ha and ayn. And the closest part produces kha and ghain. And in this lesson, we'll focus on the farthest part of the throat and the sounds produced in that area. The sounds produced by ha and hamza are ha and a. Both of ha and a are produced by controlling your vocal folds. We also call them vocal cords, which are located at the furthest part of your throat. Let's start with ha. Ha is simply letting air pass through your vocal cords. The opening of your vocal cords has to be slightly closed so that this friction can take place and the sound can be produced. That little friction sound caused by air passing through is that ha sound. Ha. Ha. Huda. Ihdina. Fabihudahu muqtadih. So, air passing through the slightly closed vocal cords produces the proper ha sound. As for the hamza, which produces the sound of a, it is also produced by controlling your vocal cords, but this time you'll be doing the opposite of what we were doing with the ha sound. It is essentially stopping air from passing, and we do that by closing the vocal cords. Ya'ti, ara, shay. So for the ha, you let air pass through the slightly open vocal cords, and for the hamza, you completely close down the vocal cords, which causes the air to stop, and this is exactly the sound of hamza. Now, this was the technique of producing these 2 sounds. And while they are easy enough to produce, when using them in context while reciting the Quran, there are many common mistakes that you as a learner should learn to avoid. Let's start with the common mistakes that may happen when producing the ha sound. We learned a while ago that with ha, your vocal cords should be slightly closed, still open but slightly closed, to cause the friction to happen and to produce the sound. The first and most common mistake with ha is when opening your vocal cords too widely. As a result, you will find yourself having to push more air out to force the friction to happen through the wider open. And this, in turn, forces you to empty your lung of air so that you can produce the sound. And eventually, the sound of ha will still be very weak. This especially happens when ha is used in the middle of the word when it has sukoon on it. So, for example, in Surah Al-Fatiha, the word ihdina, in case of opening the vocal cords too widely, it can sound like this. Ihdina. So not applying the proper technique when pronouncing the letter ha will force you to exaggerate how you produce the sound, and the sound will still sound quite weak. Another mistake is when ha comes at the end of a word that you are stopping at, especially after a med letter. The common mistake would then be not pronouncing the ha clearly enough, because of not pushing enough air out to make the sound audible enough.
كلما أضاء لهم مشوا فيه.
Now this sounds more like fi without the ha. This is definitely a mistake that should be avoided. And you do that by making sure that you're pushing enough air out so that the ha will be audible at the end of the word, especially when it has sukun at the end of the word, like in this situation. And it should sound like this.
كلما أضاء لهم مشوا فيه.
Now moving on to the common mistakes of the Hamza. The first common mistake occurs when the vocal cords are not fully closed, which then makes the Hamza almost not audible at all, especially when it is in the middle of the word. Like when we say,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا.
Instead, you should always make sure that you're making that cutting sound of Hamza produced by closing down the vocal cords completely. And say,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا.
The second mistake is letting a small gush of air escape through the vocal cords, and this causes the hamza to have some sort of a qalqala or a slight ha sound following the hamza directly. Like so.
Ya'ati, ya'ati, as-samaa.
And this mistake is usually made by learners who want to make sure to pronounce the hamza fully. So they kind of exaggerate the sound, and then the mistake is made. Instead, hamza should be a pure closure of vocal cords, stopping air momentarily without exaggeration or inattention.
Ya'ti. يأتي السماء.
And what can particularly help when Hamza comes at the end of the word, like in the word السماء, is applying proper نبر. And this is a skill that I explained in a previous lesson before. So if you want to know what it is, you can check out this lesson. It will help you a lot with pronouncing Hamza in this particular position. So, in a nutshell, the ha and hamza are produced at the vocal cords, which is found at the farthest area of the throat. With ha, you slightly close your vocal cords, and with hamza, you completely close them down. The most important piece of advice to get these sounds right every time is not to exaggerate producing these sounds while giving them enough attention, since while they might be easy to produce, they are also easy to overlook. And finally, for everyone who left a comment and gave me feedback to my last lesson, Jazakumullahu khairan, you've helped me a lot. And this time, please don't forget to leave a comment and like the video if you've learned anything new from this lesson, because it really helps the video to reach many more people who might be in need of this kind of knowledge.
Thanks for watching. If you want to start reading and understanding the Quran in Arabic, then you should start your journey right here. And don't forget to check out my latest book, which goes perfectly with this free course. I'll leave the links for all of them in the description, so check them out. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.